God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, for 40 days we have been celebrating with joyful hearts the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, his bursting from the tomb, and his defeat of the power of sin and death. He appeared to his disciples many times and told them about the kingdom of God. Today we recall how he left this earth and returned to his Father, ascending into heaven to take his throne over all dominions and powers. Trusting in his reign over all creation and submitting to his kingly yet loving rule, let us hear the story of his parting.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the time or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Seeing we have a great high priest who has passed through the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us offer him the praise worthy of his name. Pray that our risen and ascended Lord will lead us to eternal life. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that as we believe your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to have ascended into the heavens, so we in heart and mind may also ascend, and with him continually dwell, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus said to the disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you. That everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised to stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So, friends, here we are, Ascension Day. We're on this lovely stepping stone that, of course, reaches back to Easter. And the days, of course, get a bit complicated. Well, sorry, they get elongated through the Easter season. You know, the events get all very tidied up. 40 days later, we get the Ascension, then another, well, how many days is it? 2 weeks, is it? Dear, oh dear, Pentecost, another 50 days for Pentecost. Of course, it was a bit more bumpy at the time, but it gives us a chance to savour the days a bit more and to remember, I think, that we are an Easter people, and Ascension is part of that journey. And I want to think a bit about it this evening, partly through the lens of that wonderful collect. There's all sorts of wonderful imagery in the words we get tonight. Imagine being wafted on the wings of love. It's one of the greatest lines in a hymn, wafted on the wings of love up to heaven. But let's just think about that collect, that as we believe Jesus to have ascended to the heavens, so we in heart and mind may also ascend and with him continually dwell. So we in heart and mind may also ascend and with him continually dwell. Well, to think about that collect and about ascension, I was thinking a bit about how I walk this week. Now, not i.e. Monty Python and the Ministry of Funny Walks. More about the fact that, and my son, second one, Nicholas, usually tells me off about walking with my head down. It's probably because I'm thinking about things and he does all that. He says, "Oh God, can you stand up, Father? Look, walk properly," he'll say. And it's something about, we all have that tendency, I think, to look down. And the Ascension is the feast of looking up.
Now, of course, we're in the realms of metaphor, aren't we, when we're talking about heaven and looking up and all this kind of thing. But actually, the imagery is really helpful. That's why we have it. We're in the feast of looking up. And looking up amidst our daily lives with all the joys and sorrows and challenges they bring. Looking up to contemplate eternity, to contemplate what God has done in Jesus Christ through the resurrection and ascension of his Son. And I've been carrying with me through this week some words of St. Paul. I'll come to the words we heard in a moment. But the other words, which I think are ascension words as well. Paul wrote in Colossians, and you'll know them, "If you have been raised with Christ, set your mind not on earthly things, but on heavenly things." Set your mind not on earthly things, but on heavenly things. Now, of course, the Easter faith that we proclaim gives us a different set of values by which we look upon the world. We're always looking, I hope, with eyes of hope. We're always looking for those seeds of new life, even amidst the crucifixions that we see around the world. And the epistle builds on that language of setting our mind not on earthly things, but on heavenly things. He said this evening, wasn't Paul on form tonight, "so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope," remember that seeing, "to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power." Keep your heart on, your mind on heavenly things, not on earthly things. I always struggle a bit with that, though, because I think Paul didn't quite realise, well, maybe he did, the burdens we sometimes carry. I kind of think, surely it should have been, set your mind not just on earthly things, but on heavenly things as well. Because if we live this life, if we care about people, then there are things which we're going to be burdened by and which we're going to carry with us, hence the walking down with my head down sometimes. But I need ascension to remind me to look and to set the burdens we carry in that bigger picture, that bigger picture of the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, the hope of eternity. Because if we have died with him, remember all the baptisms we've had, baptism's all about death and rising again. If we have died with him, then we will rise and live with him. So we look up, this feast of looking up, celebrating what has been done in and through Christ. That's what's at the heart of today. And when I think of this, I think of some of the lovely saints that I've known over the years, who outwardly, I think, probably had a life where you would think, they seem diminished. I've mentioned them before because they are the saints I carry with me. I think of Gladys in her sitting room, wondering what on earth she was doing, but yet who just prayed. She was this most translucent, is that the right? Transparent person who seemed to have her heart set on heavenly things amidst all sorts of grief and difficulties she had. I think of Noreen, who was a wonderful woman. Again, they're all women, who just inspired me every time I saw her. I'd go and I think I'd be walking like this, and by the time I left, I'd be looking up, because she had her heart set in heaven, in eternity, in the things to come. And then I think lastly of Alice, the wonderful saint. I've talked about her before. She had motor neuron disease, and gradually she couldn't do anything apart from wink or... But yeah, I'm convinced she had her heart set on eternity, on heaven, not on earthly things. She knew the earthly things, they were going on around her. Her life was diminishing, but yet her heart was set on earthly things. And they've been just such a great witness to me. They're like the disciples. You know, the disciples today in that gospel go back to Jerusalem with great joy, don't they? They've been on the journey. And they know, I think, what's going to happen. They know it's not going to be straightforward. They're not going to bounce along and say, "Now come and be saved by Jesus," and they'll all come flooding in. In fact, we know that's not what happened. But they had great joy. And those three, Gladys and Noreen and... I hope they're looking down on us. They've all gone to greater glory. Alice were filled with the hope of eternity. So what we're here tonight is this sense, this call to look up. You hear it in all the words, so many of the words. That last one, I know I joked about the wafting of the wings of love in the first hymn. But in that last line of the hymn, longing, sighing, after home. It's about home, isn't it? This eternity, this what Christ has done for us, what Christ has opened for us, is eternity, is home, is where we belong. It's where we're called. It's where we pray we end. So I don't know what your day's been like today, whether it's been a day to have your head hanging low, whether it's been a tough day. But remember, perhaps at least for a few days, the theme of ascension, that it's about lifting our hearts, our heads, our minds into that greater picture that we have in Jesus Christ, who is risen, ascended, and glorified. Let me just finish by using that wonderful collect again as a prayer. Do take it home with you. Pray it this week. See what difference it makes. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that as we believe your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to have ascended into the heavens, so we, in heart and mind, may also ascend and with him continually dwell, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Happy Ascension Day.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us sit or kneel to join our prayers with those of our Saviour Christ, seeking the Father's blessing and the gifts of the Spirit. Jesus Christ, great High Priest, living forever to intercede for us, pray for the Church, your broken body in the world. We pray especially for this community of faith to which we belong. We give thanks for the hope we have, for the call we have heard, and for the good news of our Saviour. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus Christ, King of righteousness, enthroned at the right hand of the Majesty on high, pray for the world and make it subject to your gentle rule. And pray for Ukraine, for our own nation, and for any other situations around our world that comes to mind as we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus Christ, Son of Man, drawing humanity into the life of God, pray for your brothers and sisters in need, distress, or sorrow. Behold in our prayers those for whom we wish to pray tonight. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus Christ, pioneer of our salvation, bringing us to glory through your death and resurrection, surround with your saints and angels those who have died, trusting your promises. We give thanks for those whom we love but see no longer, giving thanks for their continued presence in our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus Christ, Lord over all things, ascended far above the heavens and filling the universe, pray for us who receive the gifts you give us, for work in your service. We hold before our Saviour our lives, our work and our leisure, our friendships, that he might use us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus Christ, keep the church in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of peace, and bring the whole created order to worship at your feet, for you are alive and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. If you love me, rejoice, because I am going to the Father. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you."
And also with you.
Thank you.
Blessed be God, by whose grace creation is renewed, by whose love heaven is opened, by whose mercy we offer our sacrifice of praise. Amen. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and good, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Jesus Christ, the King of glory, born of a woman, he came to the rescue of our human race. Dying for us, he trampled death and conquered sin. By the glory of his resurrection, he opened the way to life eternal, and by his ascension, gave us the sure hope that where he is, we may also be. Therefore, the universe resounds with Easter joy, and with choirs of angels, we sing forever to your praise. Holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Great is the mystery of faith.
And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever.
Amen.
Looking for the coming of his kingdom, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, we died with you on the cross.
Now we are raised to new life.
We were buried in your tomb. Now we share in your resurrection.
Live in us, that we may live in you.
The voice of a great multitude crying, Alleluia, the Lord our God has entered into his kingdom. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Alleluia.
Yeah.
Let us pray. God our Father, you have raised our humanity in Christ and have fed us with the bread of heaven. Mercifully grant that, nourished with such spiritual blessings, we may set our hearts in the heavenly places through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We thank you, Lord, that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet prepared for all peoples. Amen.
Then the disciples returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. They were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers.
As we wait in silence, make us ready for your coming Spirit. As we listen to your word, make us ready for your coming Spirit. As we worship you in majesty, make us ready for your coming Spirit. As we long for your refreshing, make us ready for your coming Spirit. As we long for your renewing, make us ready for your coming Spirit. As we long for your equipping, make us ready for your coming Spirit. As we long for your empowering, make us ready for your coming Spirit. May the Spirit who set the church on fire upon the day of Pentecost bring the world alive with the love of the risen Christ and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Waiting expectantly for the promised Holy Spirit, go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.